Kia ora and welcome to the Big Q podcast. My name is Sam Smith, and in this episode, we are looking at climate change and how it will impact infrastructure both here in New Zealand and overseas. Joining me today is Teons Henning. He is a senior lecturer in civil and environmental engineering at the University of Auckland and the director of the Research Platform for Climate Adaptation. He is an expert in climate change adaptation and infrastructure performance and has written extensively on these issues. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sam. Nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Well, I thought we'd start more generally and basically, what is your research? What are you mainly focusing on?
My main research is around the area of infrastructure investment. Obviously, the climate is starting to have a bit of a pinch in our infrastructure. So one part of my research is looking at better decision making for investments. We also go down to the detail level of developing certain material types and asset tools that is going to help our infrastructure to be better equipped for some of the events.
Climate change, it's a big problem. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. Are we prepared for the impact it's going to have on our infrastructure, do you think?
Certainly not. This is not a New Zealand problem. This is a global problem. And I believe that internationally, we have to be very smart in the decisions that we make because, simply put, none of us can afford what the climate is doing to us. So we must do two things. First of all, mitigate the impact the humans have on the climate so that then the response from the climate on humans are not that severe. Secondly, we need to adapt the way we live and the way we build infrastructure to be better equipped for those shock events.
And what, in your eyes, is most at risk or is the most pressing concern right now?
Most pressing concern certainly would be in countries that's most vulnerable to climate change. And you can just look at many of the countries that's situated around the equator and countries like Bangladesh and those zones, they're going to be severely impacted. Now, once they are getting impacted, it's going to be a global problem and we all will be affected by it too.
And what sort of different areas or countries experience different problems?
It's interesting. You don't always know how the climate is going to impact a country. So some are getting hotter, drier, some are getting wetter, and certainly in terms of weather patterns and storms, they are increasing in both the frequency but then also the intensity.
In terms of New Zealand's situation, what are the main issues we're going to have to face?
New Zealand will be impacted by climate change, maybe not as severely as many of the other countries. We do have not only climate change to cope with, we also got our geohazards, as you're well aware. In the end of the day, the climate is going to impact mostly on the way we produce food, the way our communities live. But there's certainly some areas that we need to look at where people live, close to the shorelines, and also in flood zones that is going to be impacted more frequently in the future.
So the situations, they're going to be different for urban areas versus rural areas?
Most definitely, yes. You will find that urban areas are mostly affected, especially by flood events. We've tend to take away all the forest and the natural ground that soaks up water. And by covering everything with concrete and pavements, we just aggravate the problems of flooding.
What aspects of climate change do you think will be more severe on our infrastructure?
That is a very interesting question. I don't think that I've got the time to answer that because the impact is going to be on many fronts. In the end of the day, between countries, I think this is going to end up being a geopolitical issue that we have to deal with. There's countries that's losing production of food and water. New Zealand is going to become the fruit basket of the world. So that's certainly going to change the way we live and the way our position globally.
Could you just explain what you mean by fruit basket?
New Zealand is a high production of various types of food and fruit and vegetables. And with other countries that's losing the capability to grow some of those, New Zealand will be under pressure to produce more.
Mm.
And certainly there would be interest from some of the stronger countries to be closely aligned with New Zealand in that aspect.
And just looking at some of the things we might face here in New Zealand, sea level rise, how do you think that's going to impact infrastructure?
Sea level rise has got a number of impacts. Coastal erosion is one that comes to mind immediately, but it does have other impacts also. The sea tidal patterns, wave patterns change. With tidal patterns in particular, we get a little bit more salt water going into what used to be just fresh water, and that certainly may impact groundwater conditions. So there's many impacts that we don't always think about and can see.
Right. And in terms of extreme weather events, the likes we're seeing, I guess, in Sydney and New South Wales right
that's
now.
That's right.
Do you think that's going to play a part at some stage here?
Absolutely. There are certainly some weather patterns that we are starting to notice. So storms that we used to in the past now come more frequently, and certainly the intensity of those storms also increase, and even droughts. Some of the heat waves and drought events that we had in the Canterbury region is something that's going to get worse, so we will see more wildfires happening.
There's also the chance that we might get a large arrival of climate refugees. Do you think our infrastructure is ready for that?
That is going to be one of the areas that New Zealand need to work on quite a bit. Our infrastructure is already under pressure. As you know, we don't have enough housing, and with not enough housing, there's not enough streets, there's not enough water and water pipes. So it is a problem that we have already. With the increase in global refugees or climate refugees, that problem will be just aggravated.
Just in terms of the infrastructure, in terms of it failing or being affected as a result of extreme weather and climate change, is this mainly down to a structural design flaw, or is it just we're at the mercy of the weather?
It's a little bit of both, I guess. We design our infrastructure according to a certain risk envelope. Right. So, as you may know, we may have drainage structures that's designed for a 1-in-50-year flood. Now, we're starting to see more floods happening, so that the statistical distribution is changing. So what was a 1-in-50-year flood 20, 30, 40 years ago is not a 1-in-50-year flood anymore. So our floods come more frequently and they're more intense. So we need larger infrastructure to cope with those sort of events.
In terms of solutions, what do you think needs to happen now?
There needs to be a strong focus really on not necessarily the infrastructure in itself. It needs to be on the infrastructure service and the resilience of our community. What does our community really need? And just being smarter in our solutions forward. We don't always have to build something bigger and greater and grander. In some cases, it may be the opposite. Questioning, do we need that infrastructure in the first place? Or should we try and reshuffle our community functioning a little bit to cope with the needs of the community?
Do you think this needs to be led at the government level or the community level or a bit of both?
Definitely a bit of both. You need your community support because that's where their taxes will go towards. Strong leadership from the government, of course. And then overall, a better awareness perhaps of the challenges that lies ahead. I mean, there's still a little bit of debate going on if climate change is real. That's not a question anymore. Our questions are really how are we going to cope better with this in the future?
Well, I was just going to mention that. Do you think people are aware just how big an issue this could be?
New Zealanders, by and large, I would say yes, because we are seeing what's happening in this country with events that's increasing and becoming more intense. So certainly we are starting to feel the changes and see the changes. I tend to steer away from the climate debate per se. All we know is that yes, the environment is changing and we need to be better prepared for that.
What are you seeing already in terms of potential solutions? Is there anything happening already?
Absolutely. The government has already invested quite a bit in terms of research. We have a very good handle on the hazard exposure and the risk exposure that our communities are facing. The next stage to that would be to incorporate that information in an integrated planning manner so that we can just do our investment smarter for all the challenges that lies ahead. And climate change is just one of many challenges that we have.
Well, thank you very much, Tjons, for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.